Here's what's coming up in the Category 5.tv newsroom. The latest Intel Crosstalk vulnerability has been patched in Debian, CentOS, and Red Hat Enterprise Linux. Sony has unveiled the look of the PS5. Facebook's Jiffy takeover is being halted while the UK Competition and Markets Authority investigate the deal. Researchers have discovered a way to record audio in real time by focusing a telescope on a distant light bulb. And the PineTab Linux tablet from Pine64 is now available for pre-order, and you can get one for just $100. Stick around, the full details in this week's Crypto Corner are coming up.
This is the Category 5.tv newsroom, covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
From the newsroom, I'm Becca Ferguson. The latest Intel Crosstalk vulnerability is now patched in Debian GNU Linux, CentOS Linux, as well as Red Hat Enterprise Linux systems. The recently found hardware vulnerability, known as Crosstalk, was discovered by researchers from VU University Amsterdam in some Intel processors. The flaw could allow local attackers or virtual machine guests to expose sensitive information like cryptographic keys from other users or VMs. Already patched in all supported Ubuntu releases, the vulnerability has also now been patched in Debian Buster and Stretch, plus CentOS 6 and 7, as well as Red Hat Enterprise Linux versions 6 and 7. To mitigate the vulnerability in their systems, users will have to install the latest Linux kernel and Intel microcode updates, which are now available in the stable software repositories of their distributions, although Debian Stretch users must enable the non-free repository to get the patch. Make sure you reboot your systems after installing the new Linux kernel and Intel microcode updates. Sony has given gamers a first look at the design of its next console, as well as some of the titles it will play. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, Sony opted to stream a pre-recorded video rather than host a live event. The PlayStation 5 has a black core surrounded by curved white edging and a blue glow. Two follow-ups to best-selling PS4 releases were among the standout games announcements: Spider-Man, Miles Morales, and Horizon, Forbidden West. Sony's machine will launch alongside Microsoft's rival Xbox Series X before the end of the year. So many people remarked that the console looked like a Wi-Fi router that the term trended on Twitter shortly after the event. More than 24 new games were shown off in total. Other highlights included a first look at Sony's racing game, Gran Turismo 7, and a brief look at Capcom's zombie horror game, Resident Evil 8. The PlayStation 5 is set to go on sale later this year, 7 years after the PS4. In addition to being able to deliver improved visuals, the new machine also has a customized hard drive that will make it possible to radically reduce load times. Sony is building a library of launch titles that will only be available on its next generation machine, including some brand new titles never before seen. One of the more unusual games was Stray, a third-person cat adventure that's set in a neon-lit cyber city. There was no mention of any virtual reality games, however, nor was there any mention of a PlayStation 5 version of The Last of Us 2. Rather than a quantum leap, this next generation looks like it might be built around lots of smaller improvements in areas like audio, with 3D sound and improved haptic feedback in the controller. Beyond better visuals and faster loading times, what does the next generation actually mean when it comes to games? On this evidence, more of the same: shooters, racers, third-person adventure titles, and sports games. Things we already have, but graphically improved. Facebook's takeover of Jiffy, a search engine for funny reaction images, is being investigated by the UK's Competition Authority. Jiffy's vast library of looping short video animations is hugely popular in Facebook's apps. But it also provides animations to competitors like TikTok, Snapchat, and Twitter. Now, the UK Competition and Markets Authority, CMA, is investigating whether the purchase is a problem. It has sent an enforcement order to Facebook, effectively putting a hold on any merging of the companies until its investigation is over. Announcing the acquisition in May this year, Facebook said that half of Giphy's traffic comes from Facebook apps, including WhatsApp and Instagram. But it also said that the deal, worth a reported $400 million, would not affect deals in place with other partners. The CMA, however, said it was investigating whether or not the acquisition may be expected to result in a substantial lessening of competition. But the enforcement means Facebook has to keep the Giphy company staff and technology separate from Facebook itself, unless it gets advance written permission from the CMA. It is not the first time concerns have been raised about the Facebook-Giphy deal, with questions raised over the level of access Facebook would have to its competitors' data through the service. The CMA is inviting comments until July 3rd, with no date set for its decision.
Researchers have discovered a way to record audio in real time by focusing a telescope on a distant light bulb. And the PineTab Linux tablet from Pine64 is now available for pre-order. Becca has these stories coming up, plus Robert's here with the Crypto Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome to the Crypto Corner. And as usual, we'll start with the market. The market hasn't changed significantly in the total volume, $270 billion. It was similar to last week, but there has been a dip in the last few days, and the market hasn't recovered since then, although, as you can see, last 24 hours, most of the coins are in green. So Bitcoin is now at $9,454, and if we sort by 7 days, we'll see that a few coins had some fantastic gains. I mean, we've got Verge with 77.5% gain, and in total there are 15 tokens coins that had a gain over 15%. And if we sort by downs, by negative, we only had two coins that had downward trend over 15%. It shows that the market is maturing and growing, as it was also last week. If we look at my favorite subject, decentralized finance, the DeFi market, this one has grown by almost $1 billion in 1 week. It was last week $2.4 billion, now it's $3.3 billion. The biggest one is now Compound. As you remember from last week and previous weeks, we had MakerDAO as the number one. And that has changed now, and by a significant difference, it's now Compound being the number one with a growth in 24 hours of over 40%. So this market is heating up and it's getting more and more interesting from day to day. Now, another subject is, and this is interesting for everybody here, because you hear so many opinions on how the market is performing. It's going up, it's going down, the future is going bright, it's dark. And I just want to show you one example of what has happened in the past. And it is here, JP Morgan, their CEO, Jamie Dimon, said this was in 2017. He said that Bitcoin is a fraud and that he would fire everybody. And he said that openly in a forum. He would fire everyone in the bank that is trading Bitcoin in a second. Now, interesting enough, if we look into the news from this week, we see that JP Morgan completely surprises with a Bitcoin flip. So now they're not supporting Bitcoin. And that's the interesting part. You need to really form your own opinion in this market. Don't listen to so-called experts, because you see JP Morgan, one of the biggest banks in the world, suddenly changes the opinion overnight. So they're no real experts. You're the own expert. Just form your own opinion when you follow a coin or you want to do an investment. Next one is an analysis on the development of some coins. It's Outlier Ventures that did an analysis, and which was quite interesting. So they see that there has been a downturn in development for around 20% in average. But there are some gainers. Polkadot has got an increased and substantial rise in developer activity. Polkadot and Cosmos 15%, and Theta and Cardano increased their core development significantly. It's interesting because they did a very thorough analysis on how the market is currently developing from the technological point of view, the development and so on. I will put a link of this PDF file in the description. Next headline is, you remember China, they have launched already their cryptocurrency, the fiat cryptocurrency. In North Korea is doing the same thing. They're planning this year. So everybody, every country is suddenly jumping on this train of having a cryptocurrency backed system. Next one is an analysis. Last week I reported about PwC analysis on the hedge fund industry, and here this one was done by Fidelity Digital Assets, and they've got some interesting findings too. So a survey of 800 institutional investors in the US and Europe found almost 80% are intrigued by digital assets, with 36% already invested in the market. And broken down by market, it looks like Europe seems to be more bullish than the US, because only 27% of the institutions, of the US institutions, now that includes pension funds, family offices, investment advisors, and digital and transitional hedge funds, have invested in cryptocurrencies. But this is up from 22% a year ago, so it went up by 5%. It's an interesting development, I would say. And it shows that the investors in the investment market is participating in our industry. And last but not least is, and I put also a link of that report in the show notes. Last one is the Human Rights Foundation launched a Bitcoin development fund. And so the HRF launches a fund to support developers who are making the Bitcoin more private and decentralized and resilient, so that it can be better, that it can better serve as a financial tool for human rights activists. I find it also interesting that Human Rights Foundation is supporting with cash developers to make our Bitcoin a little bit more private. So that's it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to see you next week with some, I guarantee you, fantastic news. And yeah, until then, I wish you a great week, and thank you very much for watching.
Thank you, Robert. Just a reminder that we're not providing financial advice, but simply sharing what's happening in the cryptocurrency market. Always remember that the cryptocurrency markets are ever-changing and always volatile, so you should only spend what you can afford to lose. Now, back to Becca in the newsroom.
Thank you, Robbie. In an era of digital eavesdropping where hackers employ a variety of means to take over built-in video cameras, peruse personal digital data, and snoop on cellular conversations, researchers have seen the light, literally. Viewers in the UK will want to make sure their license is up to date, because here's an upgrade the BBC might want to add to their TV detector vans. Israeli researchers report that they successfully tapped into speech and music inside an apartment simply by focusing on a light bulb. In a paper published over the weekend, the researchers said all they needed were a telescope and a $400 optical sensor, which they used to measure barely perceptible light bulb vibrations triggered by either voices or music in the room. The research team conducted the test by pointing a telescope towards a light bulb in an apartment building 27 yards away. Capturing the vibrations from the bulb, they were able to reconstruct with fair quality Let It Be by the Beatles, Clocks by Coldplay, and a snippet of a speech by President Trump. The researchers said, "We show how fluctuations in the air pressure on the surface of the hanging bulb in response to sound, which caused the bulb to vibrate very slightly, a millidegree vibration, can be exploited by eavesdroppers to recover speech and singing passively, externally, and in real time." They noted that a direct line of sight to the bulb is required. Lampshades or window curtains will prevent it from working. Also, the test sounds were played at maximum volume. The approach, called lamp phone, is an improvement over recent developments in eavesdropping technology. Ben Nassi, a developer of the program, explained, any sound in the room can be recovered from the room with no requirement to hack anything and no device in the room. You just need line of sight to a hanging bulb, and this is it. Previous comparable approaches include the memorable 2014 visual microphone developed by MIT, Microsoft, and Adobe that reconstructed speech and music from a room by analyzing micro vibrations from a bag of potato chips sitting on a table. While impressive, the device required massive computational power and much time to analyze recorded vibrations. Lamp phone can be conducted in real time. The wait is finally over as the PineTab pre-orders are now open for everyone. Powered by the latest Ubuntu Touch OS from UBports, the PineTab features a beautiful 10.1-inch HD IPS capacitive touchscreen at 1280 by 800 pixels and is powered by an all-winner A64 chip combined with a 64-bit quad-core 1.2 GHz ARM Cortex A53 processor and a Mali 400 GPU. It comes with a replaceable 64GB eMMC module, 2GB RAM, and a micro SD card slot supporting up to 2TB cards. The PineTab also features a rear 5-megapixel camera with LED flash and a selfie 2-megapixel camera. It has stereo speakers, a detachable backlit keyboard option that can also act as a cover or a stand, and a removable battery. For connectivity, it has the usual suspects, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and so on, but it also has a headphone jack, plus USB ports, including OTG and video HD output, which really helps the PineTab stand out at this price point. You can get your hands on the latest Linux tablet from Pine64 right now for only $99.99 USD or $119.98 USD with the detachable backlit keyboard. According to Pine64, the estimated shipping time is currently set for late July. Big thanks to Roy W. Nash and our community of viewers for submitting stories to us this week. Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And if you appreciate what we do, become a patron at patreon.com/category5. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Becca Ferguson.